Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, that's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights, y'all. Well, get ready for something that you'll never know. You won't see it coming.
105.7.
Big show here on the fan.
Just needs a massage.
Boy Blue, he does.
You need a massage?
No.
Like a stone? You, like a hot stone massage?
You ever get one?
You ever have a hot stone massage?
No.
I've had one for the first time.
Not interested in that.
Yeah.
I sweat enough.
My mom loves
Month ago, I had one for the first time. She goes, you want a hot stone? I go, fine. She goes, you've been pushing hot stone for 3 years.
Right.
Fine. Let me have the hot stone.
And?
It's all right. Do the hot stones, dude.
Mom loves them.
You do massages at all?
I sweat enough. I don't need anything hot on my body.
But it'll relax your muscles.
Mm-mm. No, there's not much. Nobody is like a contact guy here, right? So like I like the shoulder rub every once in a while. Mandela, I thought, was going to call the police on me the one day. I walk behind him every once in a while. You know, you just give somebody a little shoulder rub, right?
No.
Hey, yeah. Man, doing a good job,
well,
right?
That's a football
the
thing.
The paws on me. Yeah. And,
that's a football thing, clearly. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Nobody
just
does that.
Jump sword. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A lot of guys are not used to that.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
So Evan's going to give me a little neck massage during the next
but
break.
But you don't like massages?
Not necessarily. Like, I don't like pulling my pants down and having a little towel around me, man. I'm not interested in all that.
You can wear underwear.
I'm still not interested in all that. There's a lot you gotta get in there.
It's like, when you're stressed, what do you do? Like, what's your thing?
Don't ask him.
Like, you don't go for a jog, right?
Oh, thanks. Cool. That was real nice.
You sweat enough in here. You don't like to sweat.
Sweet.
You lift weights?
That's cool.
What do you do?
Every once in a while, I usually go into the sauna. Sometimes if I'm really upset, what I do is I turn the water on, like on the shower.
Yeah.
I put my hands up against the shower and I just scream really, really loudly.
That'll be a fun new thing for your girl to hear when you're randomly in the shower screaming.
Yeah.
You should take
a lot of that earlier today. A lot of that earlier today.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Inside joke. You should get a massage, big guy. You love it.
I just don't.
You know, for the first time,
I would feel bad for the person that would have to give me the massage.
Hey, no, they're trained. For the first time, maybe about a year or so ago, I had a guy do me. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. Don't. Even, that's not a drop.
Hey, man, do what you gotta do. So, how did it go, Gary? Did you enjoy
409.
It?
409. Let's rack that one.
You want that clip? Right.
Yeah, we want that clip. Yeah.
So go ahead, Gary. So how did it go?
I tell you what, I was a little nervous. Because they had told me, because, you know, she goes, have you ever had a guy massage you? Have a guy masseuse? I go, no, I'm just not into the guy masseuse. It's not.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you like the deep tissue? I go, yeah, I do. I like the deep tissue.
Oh,
she
I don't goes, like that stuff
well, she
all.
Goes, well, we got a guy.
It's like when they walk on your back and throw elbows in you and stuff.
No, no.
She goes, you just get beat up.
No, she goes, we got a guy that's just excellent. I said, well, she goes, oh, you just trust me here. Just go with it. And I'm going to tell you what, best massage I ever had in my life. But it creeped me out the whole time, man.
The whole time it would have to.
I mean, I could like go and try. I could only relax like in like 10, 12 minute spurts. Like, oh, you know, you're good. And then all of a sudden.
How long was this massage?
Too close. I go like for an hour and a half.
Oh, you do long 90 minutes.
I would be asleep.
So I do the first, well, the first half hour. I just do feet. Feet only. First half hour. Just my feet.
Same
my
thing.
Ankles.
My feet stink. Like, I'd feel bad.
But you take a shower before you go, dude. You take a shower, you wash your feet off.
Okay.
First half hour, I just do my feet and ankles and shin. Just that, don't touch anything else. And then the next hour is my body. But sometimes, and he did, I was like, no, dude, don't go there.
Yeah.
Normally, I go naked. But with the guy, I wore my underwear.
See, because you know I got this misaligned hip, right? On the right. I'm always trying to stretch out my hip and pop it back in. they used to always have to like realign my hip before practice and like crack it back in.
Oh,
and
yes.
So, push down
like
on the pelvis
type stuff.
Yeah. I felt bad enough somebody being like that close and like, moving around and
jerking around.
Did you like acupuncture,
around.
Gary?
Yeah, I did that.
You did that too?
Yeah, I did that a long time ago
right.
with the people out in
Waukesha.
Waukesha. Yeah, that was pretty good. That helps you with this whole stuff that you're talking about, out of alignment, all that. That mm-hmm. that's pretty cool too.
If you don't mind needles.
Right, if you don't mind needles. But you don't even feel them. Acupuncture. You ever had acupuncture?
Are you lying to me?
No, you don't. I swear you don't feel them.
He doesn't like needles.
I don't love needles.
So
who
small.
Likes
they're,
needles?
They're
no, some people are just really scared of them. Like, can't look at themselves getting a shot.
I had back for a long time. No, that acupuncture really helped me out with my back.
Okay.
Big time. If you got back problems, that's
maybe I'll do that.
And you got to be, you know, almost nude doing that too.
You're pretty comfortable being naked, aren't you?
I take my clothes off in a heartbeat because.
So
that's not a drop either.
So you, so you're the dude at the gym that I have a problem with.
What's that dude?
You're the dude
yes,
the, that's laying the towel down on the ground, flat, right? Uh-huh. Right after he gets out of the shower, grabs a little bit of lotion.
Oh yes.
Lotioning up each leg.
Yes. Yes.
Lotioning up right in the back.
Yes.
Then
yes.
Toweling off.
Yes.
Then maybe got a little bit of talcum powder or
yes.
something.
Slap it on there.
Then you put your boxers on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You didn't know that?
Actually, I take two towels, baby towels, because you got to have one towel, right? Really, it's really three. I take one towel on the floor for your feet.
Sure.
Your feet don't touch.
Now, that I understand.
Another towel on the seat, because you don't want your butt, you know, naked on the seat. And then another towel to dry off with.
So you're sitting down just...
Yeah, lotioning up.
Free and clear.
Yes, sir.
Easy, breezy.
I got my own spot. And you know, most guys, they get intimidated. They don't even... Like some guys, if they're in the same row as you on the same row, they don't even come down the road. They just
no,
come back
I'm going to walk on the other side. I'll go get dressed over here.
Yeah, that's what
the issue is, I don't know exactly when this like becomes the free and clear time.
Right.
But I walk into the sauna, and there's always at least one dude.
Yes.
This isn't...
Oh, I'm bucking naked. Time? I'm bucking naked in the sauna.
Just keep some shorts on, man.
No.
Keep some shorts on.
No,
you don't got to have shoes on.
No,
you don't have to have all that. Just keep some shorts on.
You wear the towel around you in the sauna, right? And then when you sit in the sauna, you just let your towel down. Let that thing go, cuz.
Is it something you want to tell me privately?
Oh, no. You're going to hear the drop coming up in about 2 minutes.
No,
what
I'm
he said a couple of seconds ago. Yeah.
Leroy, we had the sauna in Green Bay. You didn't go bucket naked in the sauna?
You should see Leroy's face. No.
Oh, thank you.
Did.
No. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
One time, they got to take a shower.
You took a naked shower?
Yeah.
Good.
To hang around guys, just floating the boat like trying to be a tough guy.
What about the sauna?
No.
You never
man.
Went in sauna?
No, you have my grays.
Yeah, just keep some gray shorts
gray
on.
Gray shorts, dog. Man,
just no, some. They don't got to be big
time. I mean,
if
it's something you want to talk about, hey, man, we can. Hey, listen. I won't judge you. I'm good with that. I'm fine with it. We can still be boys.
Come on, Leroy.
We can still eat together.
Come on, Leroy.
Maybe not ruined together.
You can still come over to my house.
Yeah,
hang out.
I'll pick you up.
Come on, Leroy. You know you win this.
I ain't doing that. As a matter of fact, if I saw somebody in there, I'm leaving.
Thank you. I'm doing the same thing. And the one dude walks up to me.
You know what else I'm going
to
do? I'm going to throw more water on them hot coals and steam it up real hot for you.
One dude looks at me as I walk out.
Come on.
And just like real slyly, right under his breath, when you know somebody wants something to say, wants to say something to you, but they don't really want to.
Yeah.
Dude's naked, sitting right in the sauna.
Bucket.
I look at, guy walks in. I'm like, man, I was in here for 2 minutes. Now I got to leave. So I start walking out. He goes, guess you're too good for this sauna.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm
not too good for this sauna. I'm just not interested in chilling, watching you lay there
sweat,
naked.
Man,
well, you're
I
not laying there. You're sitting
that.
There.
I like to stretch out a little bit. I like to get the hammies nice and loose. Ooh, I pulled something there. That probably wasn't a good idea. I like to get some stretches in, get my hip flexor in.
Go down the other end.
What are you trying to accomplish doing?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, why you got to be naked? That's all I got to ask.
Just put your shorts on. That's all.
Just cover up.
Because the shorts didn't get wet. Then they
stick
get
wet.
Then they stick to you. That you just bring the towel in with you and you just wrap the towel
around.
Just
peel it off.
Right, peel it right off. Yeah. Just open it up.
Well, we were going to talk about
we still can.
Pete Briscoe, so let's reset. We'll take a break.
Please reset.
We'll hear Steve talk about Robert's specialty meats, which is a strange idea
because we
were talking about sausage, so I guess.
Well, they're done.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve.
Robert's specialty meats. Sorry, Paul.
I don't think ribs on a stick would be appropriate. But maybe not do the ribs on a stick yet. Although they're very good.
Maybe some cherry wood beef jerky. Yeah.
Gotta have a cherry wood, girl.
It is jerky for some.
We're talking about meat, so it's all good.
Yeah, it is. It is jerky for some, no doubt. Steve Roberts, specialty meats.
Steve stayed out of all this. He's out of all this.
So are you? Steve, I don't think Steve ever been in a sauna.
Yeah, hold on, hold on, Steve. So,
every man has saunas.
We allowed you to skate by here. Are you the dude laying there chilling in the towel naked?
That's not a white person thing, I don't think.
Oh, Steve,
oh, they all white
people.
No,
that's a,
you are
okay.
Right.
I should clarify.
You're
that's
right
a,
about that.
That's like a 65, 70-year-old white person thing, but I don't think there's a bunch of dudes in their 20s and 30s that are white hanging out in saunas.
Not at all.
Leroy, get...
Not at all.
Speaking of...
Steve Wright.
I just run up on a guy naked in the
run
sauna right now on my Instagram page. I'm going to let Leroy look at it.
What are you
is,
surfing?
Leroy?
Naked guys in a sauna on Google? What are you? What
who
are you,
that is, Leroy?
I don't know who is that.
That's
Martin
your boy.
Lee?
No.
Tiger?
No, that's Charles. Jordan.
Former
wide
receiver?
He just got a towel on.
He all the way naked, Leroy.
How can you say that and you just see it just
I can
his
tell,
chest?
I know he like that.
You can tell?
He knows he's like that.
Okay. I'm done with this.
Learning a lot about your guy. I asked you there, Leroy.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking to break.
As Green Bay
is maybe some breaking news when I come back.
As Green Bay gets ready for their first preseason game tomorrow night.
No wonder you've been losing all that weight.
You want to be ready for game watching.
For the young guys, you try. Go ahead, Steve.
Thank God. Yeah, you want to be right for the game watching tomorrow night with only the finest in quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats.
Go look at my Instagram. I'm bucket naked.
You don't have to be tailgating to savor the aroma of great-tasting steaks, burgers, brats, or other favorites from our master butcher, Paul Roberts. Everybody wins with their legendary ribs on a stick.
I take my clothes off in a heartbeat, cuz.
Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce and ready in just minutes. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and Door County cherry varieties. You also find a wide selection of awesome gourmet burgers at Robert Specialty Meats, plus over 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar flavor. Call Robert Specialty Meats today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. Actually, heading out there tomorrow morning.
G-A-R-Y.
And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there's only one place. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
For the first time, maybe about a year or so ago, I had a guy do me.
Big Show on the Fan. Appreciate you hanging out. 4/23, if hanging out, getting ready for an off day tomorrow. Maybe you're going
We were talking about
Packers
days.
And Texans.
What's his name?
That's Evan Heffelfinger.
I
you
like
talk
him.
To him like you've known him for 20 years. And then
I love
him. You know
I love him. But we were talking about updates, right? And
yeah.
Rami, you eat that. I said, I bet you Sparky got the best update. Sparky put him in his place twice. Beat him racing and doing the update.
It was
hot. Remember that, Steve?
We were all supposed to do
that.
He thought he was going to win, and he
didn't. He was hot.
I thought we were all supposed to do an update over All-Star break.
Man, I ain't doing no update.
Yeah, I think we have to do that. Like, you do one, Gary does one.
Do y'all have subtitles somewhere?
No.
Tim Allen will do one.
Yeah, they'll do it.
No one's going to understand what I'm saying until you ship it down south.
No different than the Big Show.
That's a good point.
For the first time, maybe about a year or so ago, I had a guy do it.
Allegedly.
Sorry,
allegedly.
I had to play that
Let's
one
get to
time.
It, Billy. These guys, man. Come on.
Are you jumping onto the Aaron Rodgers MVP bandwagon? Because Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, your boy Pete Prisco of CBS Sports.
It's actually Leroy's guy. Leroy owes him $50, apparently.
Allegedly.
Oh. To be jumping on a little bit after
I
a couple of days up
Paulie.
At Packers practice.
Hey, look. I read the piece today. We tried to get Pete Prisco on this morning. I texted him, and he's going to try and join us next week. He's flying to Arizona. He's got the Cardinals game this weekend.
All right.
Once Leroy pays him that money, he'll probably give it to us.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. It's 50
Steve.
Bucks. It's no big deal. This is the thing for me. I read the piece from Pete Prisco, and he puts in there that he believes Rodgers can win the MVP and LaFleur can be coach of the year. In the National Football League this upcoming football season. And he also talks then that piece about the Packers defense and how these pieces all fit for Mike Patton, interchangeable parts, and how in practice watching, sometimes you got only two guys with their hand in there. That's it. Everybody else standing up. And you don't know who's coming from where. And so that was nice. The nugget that we talked about earlier with inside that Pete Prisco piece about his rule on fighting. He doesn't want fighting. If you fight and you get kicked out, if you're a veteran, you'll play more than normal in the next preseason game. And if you are a rookie, you will play even less in the next preseason game because playing time valuable to a rookie, and veterans don't want to play in preseason games, so he's going to make you play even longer. So I like that rule. I like how that whole thing plays out. His prediction on MVP for Aaron Rodgers is one I've made already. I've said 13-3. Packers contend for a Super Bowl. He's contending the NFC Championship game and have a chance to get there. The LaFleur envy, the LaFleur Coach of the Year thing can't happen unless Rodgers is MVP. True. I don't think.
True.
So it's really about Aaron Rodgers. And the question is, are you jumping onto the Aaron Rodgers MVP train like Pete Prisco is? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's awfully early to be making predictions like this, but Pete Prisco's not the only one. There have been others that Gary has seen along the way that he keeps bringing up. Oh, another person just jumped on the Aaron Rodgers is going to have this great year tour. I'm there. I just am. I think they're going to put up some big-time numbers on offense this year, and it's going to be largely in part because of everybody wanting to prove that it's not over. Now, you've got Aaron Rodgers, and now you see Jimmy Graham yesterday come out and say he's never been more motivated to, quote, shut people up as he is coming into this season after everybody is doubting him at his age and whether or not he's done or not. So, you have a motivated Jimmy Graham. You definitely have a motivated Aaron Rodgers at this point. Devontae Adams is in his prime at wide receiver. Running back is, you know, pretty much the biggest question mark at this point going in as far as whether or not they can stay healthy enough to do the things that Matt LaFleur wants to do. LaFleur says they're going to use the fullback more than just goal line and red zone situations. They're going to use him in other situations. Fullback had a diving catch the other day in practice, so they're going to involve him more, like a traditional West Coast offense from back in the day with Bill Walsh and those guys. And I'm excited. I really am. I can't wait to see how this Packers offense looks. You'll get to find out tomorrow night. And, of course, we'll have the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show tomorrow night with Gary and Bill live from Hinterland Brewery up in Green Bay. So if you're in the area, stop over after the game and say hi to Gary and Bill Michaels. And Baby Tosh will be hanging out up there with both of them. And said $20 for an autograph?
$20, yeah.
$20.
10 for a selfie.
For an autograph from Baby Tosh tomorrow. Okay, Gary. So, I know you're probably not on this train yet, but are you getting close?
You want to play Rodgers from earlier today?
We lost it.
You've been waiting on this.
We lost it.
You want to play Rodgers?
No, we lost it.
Go ahead.
We lost
I wouldn't mind if they didn't do it for another 14 years, but I think if they, you know, look, that's out of my control. I think the key for all of us here is how important training camp is to our, not only our fans, but you know, local businesses. So unless we're going to California, I'd kind of be you know, bummed out if we had to go to another city. You know, you bring a team in, I understand the point of it. I don't think doing live special teams drills are very very smart. I think, you know, the PA is going to look at that.
Okay, you can stop.
For sure.
Okay, that's good. Right. You want to play Matt LaFleur or off of that? You want to?
They just didn't know what the other was saying.
You want to play it out? You want to play that out? That Matt LaFleur cut real quick, Baby Tosh. I mean, because just
absolutely 100%. I want to do this again. I'd like to do it multiple times if we could.
Same camp.
Absolutely.
Oh
yeah, there's teams that do that. I know it's kind of foreign to up here, it seems like, but
okay, he wants.
Yeah,
to do
New
it.
I know New England's done it. I believe the Rams are doing it because they're practicing versus the Chargers, and I know I think they're going up to Oakland to do it, right? By them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he wants to do more of the
more. You got Joe Lombardi or Mike Lombardi? Which one of them jokers you got?
Mike
got
Lombardi.
Mike, yeah, let me,
him too.
Let me hear. Just see if you can find. Is it Mike or Joe?
It's
Michael Lombardi, okay. A Radio.com sports insider.
I like him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, already he doesn't like practicing against joint teams. Could you imagine, you know, Tom Brady coming out and saying he doesn't like it? Look, I think Aaron Rodgers is tremendous, you know, but I think that's going to take all of Matt LaFleur's talents as a coach to convince Aaron Rodgers what he needs to be to do. Because, look, let's face it, LaFleur doesn't walk in to the Green Bay Packers running the best offense in football in Tennessee last year. au contraire. I mean, they had 10 games where they scored less than 20 points. They were 3-7 in those games when he was the offensive coordinator in the Titans. He's going to have to win over Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's going to be – and you could just see it this just today in the paper with the column about how Rodgers doesn't like practicing against other teams. And I think that, you know, that's a little bit of a conflict. LaFleur does, Rodgers doesn't. I think, you know, what's happened here at the Packers is – and I think you have to go back before Lombardi came in 1960 and 1959 – you know, this is the first time that a president of the team, Mark Murphy, is really the spokesman for the team. He is the guy driving the team, and I think that's been changed, the dynamic has. And I think it's going to be interesting how LaFleur fits within this dynamic and how Rodgers does as well.
All right, thanks, Billy. I really appreciate it. It's a great job by you. Until all this stuff here gets washed out, ain't no MVP coming. This has to get cleaned up.
What happens if he goes out tomorrow? If he plays, we don't know if he's playing. But what happens if Rodgers goes out tomorrow, gets one drive, they march right down the field, they score 7? Does that change your opinion?
No. Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to face some adversity. Because that's adversity reveals character. When it doesn't go right, when the play isn't called a play that you want, when it's third and goal or third and 15, he calls a draw, you want to throw it. I mean,
LaFleur said he's already been checking out of his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that. So as soon as I know all this stuff right here is cleaned up, because you can go ahead and be blind and go, yes, we buying T-shirts, MVP, all that. Until all this get cleaned up, you got a new coach. Steve, you're right. They didn't talk to one another. You're right. And you're right, Steve, when you said, well, let's see what happens if someone asks LaFleur or asks them about those comments and what they say. Yeah, you're right. Because that's really going to be the telltale sign if someone's got the nerve to do that. Until all this get cleaned up, ain't no MVPs and ain't no Super Bowls, Leroy.
So there's nothing that you can see on the field that will change your mind. It's got to be what you hear in the media.
Well, not hear in the media.
Or hear off the microphone.
Well, I'll see it, but we know what's going on. This ain't made up. I mean, they didn't make up what Aaron Rodgers said. They didn't make up what Matt LaFleur said. We know there's some sort of conflict there. We're not making this up. I shouldn't even say conflict. Difference in opinion. How about that? Let's be nice about it.
A difference in philosophy.
Yeah, it's just a difference in philosophy.
We know there's a difference in something, right? We all know that. And sometimes those things can be washed out and hashed out.
And sometimes that can be good.
Sometimes it can be good.
A difference in philosophy and being open can be healthy, and it can only build towards positive things.
Right. And we're kidding ourselves. We think we know which way that's going to go.
So what does it need? What needs to happen for that conflict to become a healthy difference in philosophy?
Well, then you'll need to see them like kind of on the same page and have a healthy dialogue. And right now, to me, it's a little messy. For me to be talking about MVP.
But they'll say the same thing when their quote won't be so different.
Yeah, right now it's a little messy.
It's not something you'll see on the field. It is something that you'll hear and get accustomed to from that.
Listen, I'm just going to say this. And sometimes it can happen, but you can't win like this. I mean, you can win games, but you can't win Super Bowls like this. Can you win 9 games like this? Yeah. But when it's time for those big decisions that you got to make, you're in those type situations, everybody's got to be pulling a rope in the same direction. And if somebody's pulling in a different way you're going, not going to work.
Let's grab Matthew in Minneapolis before we hear Leroy Butler's take on this. Matthew, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. He's not on the Wendy's Big Show.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Well, you took his thunder. What that means.
Go ahead. Let me see if I stole yours.
Yeah. No, 2-minute drill, something we would all agree that's paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not going well. Even LaFleur said, you know, the 3-and-outs against an uncommon opponent. That defense is pretty good now.
That defense legit. It's a top 10 defense annually.
It's a good defense. So that's how you want to measure yourself. And it just didn't look good. Just didn't look fluent. And when a play's going to come in for Davante Adams and Davante is double covered, then you're going to see where's the innovativeness to the offense? Because that's what everybody said was stale. They can call. We had people call up, say they can call the play for Mike McCarthy. Well, we'll see if you can call these. Because I think what you'll see is the offense will struggle and the defense will play lights out. And I think that's normal. I really think it's normal. People act like just because you have Aaron Rodgers, you can't struggle. you can struggle. You really can. You can struggle, and because you're trying to figure out on at a fast pace, on the job training, how do we get to the Super Bowl without even going through practices and training? No, it's a process. Because when Mike Holmgren came in, he's never been a head coach before, never. But he was an offensive coordinator with San Francisco 49ers. They won a championship. He was calling the plays with Bill Walsh and those guys. So I knew you had something to work with. So Mike Lombardi's point is correct. He was saying, listen, this guy ain't coming from this office that's wide open doing all these things. But my question would be, how many times is Aaron Rodgers going to be under the center? How many times is he going to be in shotgun?
Because we've seen that have a direct correlation to how he plays.
Yeah, because if you're going to do play action with Aaron Jones, who I said is going to be a pro bowler when he's healthy, he ain't going to want to be in no shotgun, standing right next to Aaron Rodgers, because guess what he has to do? Protect.
And you have to side shovel. You can't get that head full of steam going downhill.
Yes, and you can't run the stretch play. So Aaron got to go underneath the center, which he may not like. But I think he should embrace that. Because there's your number one option, play action. All those films you see of Jordy Nelson catching all, a lot of those off of play action. Play action, play action. So, and Gary's right about that. Until a lot of that stuff get cleaned up. And when they do interviews and they almost say the same thing, that's why McCarthy started to work with Aaron Rodgers when they were doing these interviews, and McCarthy and him were saying the same thing. They were paralleled, but in their different language, but they meant the same thing. This is stark different. So you got to get on the same page. And I would say this. It's up to Aaron as the player, because speaking from a player, to get on the same page as the head coach.
Are you jumping on the Aaron Rodgers MVP train? Pete Prisco, the newest one to jump for Aaron Rodgers Revenge Tour t-shirt. We'll try to sell him one if he can join the Wendy's Big Show coming up here in a couple of days. But first, your reaction before Ryan Wood comes up at 4:48. Give us his latest on that and who we could and probably won't see tomorrow night, Packers and Texans' first preseason game of the year. Gary, J&J Contractors.
You know who has great communication skills? My good friends over at J&J Contractors.
Jason. The best.
They're the best. I mean, everything they do, he communicates with his customer. He's not just going to walk in and start doing stuff that you don't want him to do. Mm-hmm. He's not going to start costing.
Putting the paint on, he won't.
That's what you want.
The communication is impeccable at their company. They're going to do exactly what you want to do. And it's a team effort. Everybody's going to be working towards one.
No silo.
There ain't no back talking. There ain't no ifs, ands, but they're speaking the same language that you're speaking. My good friends over at J&J Contractors are just impeccable at the language and the kind of communication that they have. Steve, you liking this, don't you? And
doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. Jason, listen, guys. If you're looking to, like, remodel your kitchen, or you're looking to do something to your bedroom, or you're looking to do a bathroom, or just say within the scheme of something just crop up in the house, they don't just go and do it. They come in. They talk to you first about it because they want to make sure you're comfortable with what they're doing. Yeah, you're calling the plays. He knows that you're calling the plays. He just want to make sure you and they together get it done right. Go call my good friends up today. Ask for Jason at J&J Contractor, where they work as a team.
Ryan Wood in 10 minutes. We have Craig Counsell's explanation of the Christian Yelich injury next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Welcome back. We'll talk to Ryan Wood in a couple of minutes as we get ready for Packers and Texans. Who does Ryan Wood expect to see tomorrow night? More importantly, who does he not expect to see tomorrow night? Does not appear we're going to see number 12 playing, but I would say we will see a lot of Billy Turner, according to the Pete Prisco article, for fighting. If you're going to be one of the veterans, Billy Turner would fall into the veteran category, so you'd imagine Billy Turner is going to find himself playing a whole lot of ball tomorrow night.
Well, Za'Darius Smith got into a fight with the Bills offensive lineman. Bills Texans offensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean he gets to go more too?
I can't think that he was planning that they were planning on playing him at all. And yeah, I gotta think he's gonna be suited up.
I'm fine with it. More veterans the better, because otherwise the tune-out is going to happen real quick tomorrow night. Yeah, as soon as those veterans are off the field, everybody's going, bye-bye.
Over. They still haven't said whether Rodgers is going to play yet or not?
I haven't seen anything, so hopefully Ryan Wood has something for
How
us next week.
How do you not
him.
Play him all four games?
I would think that
They thought they got enough work done these last two games. That's what he said originally.
Yeah, but Rodgers said it.
I know,
but it was a waste of time. There was no different fronts. I was bored.
Before they came in, they asked him the question,
right?
Do you think Rodgers is going to play Thursday night? He goes, well, it depends on how much work we get done these last 2 days with the Texans. So,
And Matt LaFleur, see what he says. Matt LaFleur is widely aware of the fact that he wants the fan base to see Aaron run out. So he may play a series.
That'd be great.
Now that would make a drive. Come on out there.
He understands. Like Matt LaFleur understands that. Not to just, you're just not playing.
One drive.
Now, but if the pitch count is a certain number, if his throws are up and everything is up, no, you won't see him.
Pitch count should be, what, 15? 10, 15 plays, something like that?
No, I'm talking about in practice and all the stuff that, because they did real one-on-ones against the Texans in two-minute drills, stuff like that.
They didn't get a first down.
Out. Right. So if that situation is not correct, we'd like you to get one drive, hopefully a two-minute drill. So once you're out, you're out. So he'll put the little earpiece in and he'll be involved.
So you think you see him tomorrow night?
I think you'll see him for one series. If the pitch count, which I think they know that by now.
Yeah. No, you're
so
good.
If I had to guess, Matt LaFleur understands that it's important for the fan base to see Aaron Rodgers in a home game, one series.
Gary, you think you see him tomorrow night?
I think based on just going off what he said about the two, I think, yeah, you got to see him. They couldn't get a first down, right? They couldn't score.
And he pointed that out.
He said it was no effort. I mean, it sounds like to me, if it's all that, he's got to play a series.
They're all playing.
At least got to see something.
Well, if David Bautista
is not happy
about it,
I mean, we'll see. I mean, this whole thing, I'm just telling y'all folks, I'm not making this up. This whole thing with Rodgers is a work in progress. And, I mean, I think, is it Mike Lombardi?
Michael Lombardi,
Michael Lombardi broke it down. He really said it best. I mean, Pete Prisco, I like him too, but.
So what happens?
Mike is dead on. That relationship's got to get together, man.
What happens if Rodgers goes out for a series, they go down the field, punt in like the 40-yard line of the Texans, and they run him back out again?
No, let's say if they go 3 and out, you almost have to run him back
out. Right, that's what I'm saying, though. If the drive is kind of long and they tell Rodgers, you're going back out again.
Yeah, if it's 3 and out, he almost.
I would stop while I've been here. He didn't get hurt.
Right.
Nothing happened.
You could do that, too.
The people saw him. I'm good. Now I need to see Boyle go in next.
You know what? And I would say that would be the right thing to do.
But that's
no doubt about
it. Right.
That really would. If you're a coach, that would be the right thing to do. But if they go 3 and out and he put him back out there again.
See, I'm with you. I think 12 is not going to be happy if he gets sent back. He's not going to probably be happy going out there once. You're going to send him out there for a second drive?
Yeah, he's not going to be very interested.
Unless you say, because this is what you got. This is where communication comes in. Unless you say, hey, Aaron, we go 3 and out. What do you think about going back out there again? And that's all worked out before it happens. You're supposed to work all those. If you're communicating,
the quarterback coach.
You work all those scenarios out before. Because I want no back talk when we get on the field.
Right.
I want no side eye. I want none of that mess. You need to communicate with Rodgers what you want, how you want to do it. So I go to him and say, hey, dude, you know we didn't get any first down with these guys. We didn't move the ball. If we go 3 and out, what do you think about you come back? Let's do one more. And no matter what, you're only going to play 2 series.
Right.
No matter what.
Can you imagine it, though? So they agree. All right, coach. If we go 3 and out.
I'm coming back.
It's 3rd and 5, and Rodgers in the huddle. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, we got to come back out here again, coach said, if we don't get this first down. We better figure something out for this first down so we don't get to come back out.
They all know that.
Here's why I think
so they tell everybody, not just Rodgers?
Not just Rodgers. They all know that.
Here's why I think he'll play. I think this is very important. You don't script plays the first 15 in preseason. You just don't do it. It's not the first 15. If this was the first game against Chicago, here's my first 15.
We got to run this.
In preseason, you just run your offense. But by being a new offense, maybe they will script them. But here's an opportunity for him to have Aaron pick his first 15 that he wants to run in the first series and you go let him do it. That's a perfect opportunity to do both. Let him audible, let him do his thing. If it works, you get him out. If it doesn't work, okay, when we go back to the drawing board and we're looking at it, I got the little pointer, and I'm thinking, see, at this point right here, you should probably slide the line left, go to Devontae Adams back. If he's covered, check it down to whoever the running back is. I don't even think they know the running back will be tomorrow. That could be a good way to he'll get one series in because he'll get a chance to call his own plays.
414-799-1250 Great Lakes Dragway. Pig Elaine gives you the chance to dial us up in about 10 minutes from right now. Next, it's Ryan Wood giving us his latest up on who he believes will play. How many series can we see Aaron Rodgers? But if you're going to the game, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has something that you have to keep in your bag.
Absolutely right. If you're going to the game tonight and you're staying over in a hotel and coming back tomorrow because you want to be driving home late at night, Harry's Razors. Make sure you pack that. You don't want to have to go get some disposable crappy razors at the store when you realize you forgot your Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. Refresh your face with that nice, cool summer breeze or cool nighttime summer breeze against your face after you have a nice smooth shave when you go out for the night. Refresh your face and your wallet with blades as low as $2 each. There's nothing better, trust me, than my close, comfortable shave that I get with Harry's. You can get the exact same thing. Had an electric razor, tossed it. Harry's Razors believes you shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. And to keep prices low, they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. They own their own factory in Germany, for goodness sake. They've been making some of the best blades in the world for nearly a century. And Harry's cares about giving back. 1% of all sales are donated to charitable organizations. It really is a no-brainer. This summer, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, Harry's razors are also available at Walmart and Target.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Our green and gold football analyst up in Green Bay, Ryan Wood, joins us from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Woody, the first burning question that we have to ask, and appreciate your time as always with the pleasantries, is Aaron Rodgers going to play tomorrow night?
No, it sure doesn't sound like it. I think Aaron Rodgers himself even yesterday said that he's, you know, expecting some extended snaps on preseason game 2 and 3, which would be in Baltimore and then in Winnipeg against the Raiders. It just, I mean, logically, you know, they just had 2 joint practices against this defense, the Texans defense, as we'll see Thursday night. And Aaron Rodgers had the benefit of having that red do not touch jersey on. He doesn't have that red do not touch jersey on in the game. And so why expose him to live snaps when he just went through against this defense twice in practice? So, no, I think you're going to see the other part of that is, I mean, look, they got to figure out what they got outside backup quarterback. I mean, DeShone Kizer, Tim Boyle, both have been pretty erratic so far in camp. Manny Wilkins, if he's got any upside, they've got to give a good, long, hard look at what they have at the quarterback position behind Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to get that chance to do it Thursday night.
I guess I just don't agree. I just think you are in a startup-type situation with this offense and this quarterback, this offensive line, these wide receivers. Running backs are hurt, so you can't do nothing about that. But these guys all need to get on the field and play together in this new offense. Rodgers himself has said, you know, look, terminology-wise, he's kind of thinking to himself and maybe second-guessing himself a little bit, walking up to the line of scrimmage of what he just called in the huddle, because there's so much terminology that's the same as McCarthy's. I just think the more reps you can get in game action, the better it is for this first-string offense versus Rodgers not playing, Devontae Adams not playing, and Bakhtiari's not playing, or whatever the case may be, where I kind of understood it, not a ton, but I kind of understood with McCarthy where everybody knew the offense like the back of their hand and maybe they didn't need as many reps.
There's a huge difference, though. Mike McCarthy never had a joint practice against the same opponent that they played, or period, he never had joint practice.
Yep.
What, I mean, not to be laissez-faire about this, but what's the difference? What is the difference between the joint practice and the preseason game.
I'll tell you what.
The only difference is that they're bringing them to the ground. That's the only difference.
Well, I don't know. The way Rodgers put it, again, saying, well, they didn't show us anything, these joint practices. Didn't do us any good. Fine.
They're not showing anything in the preseason game. It's all vanilla in the preseason game. They're showing their actual defense.
Okay, well, from that perspective, then, does Rodgers prefer just not to play in the preseason at all and thinks he has the offense on lock? Because in my mind, you better play in this preseason when y'all don't know what's all going on at this point on this offense. Unless you're going to tell me it doesn't matter to week one when we see different looks.
If your question is, does Aaron Rodgers not prefer to play in the preseason himself, the answer might be yes. Now, what's the difference between this week against the Texans and next week and the week after against the Ravens and the Raiders?
Nothing. I just need as much
joint practice, let alone 2 days of it, where they're going against the same exact defense.
So if they play them in game action and they're put in the same situation, you just expect the same results and no adjustments.
There's a lot more differences for young guys being in a game setting than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to be in a game setting to like feel what it's like to be in a game setting. You know, Robert Tonyan might need that. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need that. The difference is, in a game setting, it's live. They're taking guys to the ground. It's not like the Texans defense is all this more intricate and complicated Thursday night. They're not going to show anything Thursday night.
What about this a little double talk here? I mean, the I don't care if they don't come for another 14 years, and then the NFLPA may need to get involved in this. That one was kind of hard for me to take, the PA part, because now you're not you're also throwing Bill O'Brien and Houston Texans under the bus, right? But it's okay if you do your own team. Now you're bringing in, and then LaFleur gets on and says, "Well, you know, I like to do this twice a year if I can." Now I understand one. Maybe neither one of them knew what the other one was saying, but do I give Rodgers a free pass and say this is just Rodgers, this is how he rolls, or do we kind of hold him accountable for like at least the PA part? I mean, that was pretty crazy to me.
It was kind of funny, you know. I mean, if you close your eyes and just listen, you would have thought that it was Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy again. Clearly, him and Matt LaFleur, in the span of about 20 minutes, were completely on opposite pages in their opinion of joint practices. Matt LaFleur saying, absolutely, we'd love to do it every year, maybe multiple. Aaron Rodgers saying, we can do it 14 years later. Yeah, I don't want it. No, just no. So, look, is that going to matter when it comes to winning or losing games? Absolutely not. They have different opinions on the necessity or the usefulness of joint practices. I don't think that that's going to matter in X's and O's.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Woody, when you look at this running back position, they bring in another one here after the release of Jason Spriggs. It appears that either they have a lack of trust in Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones to stay healthy, or are they just bringing in guys to get a real look at some other players at the position?
It's a really good question. I mean, they've got a lot of depth there and a lot of experience depth there. At the running back position. Now, as far as tackle, I mean, Alex Light, I think the writing was kind of on the wall. I mean, Alex Light had been coming on a little bit in camp. Jason Spriggs just, he didn't, you know, he never had traction when he was here. And you hate to use the B word, the bust term, but it certainly applies in this case where they traded up in the second round to go draft him, and they didn't do it to cut him before his rookie deal was out. So I think they still have major question marks at tackle depth. They need Bullock and they need Bakhtiari to be healthy. There's zero question about that. It's only amplified by the fact that they're facing the Bears week one. I mean, that you want to talk about the most vicious defense to go against, and especially from protecting the edge, Khalil Mack and company. On the road, no less. I mean, they need those guys to be healthy. Whether they have it tackled, I don't know. I mean, Alex Light's been coming on, like I said. I don't think there's any real discernible difference between him and Jason Spriggs anymore, which, you know, that's probably why Jason Spriggs isn't here anymore, because he was injured and there was no discernible difference between him and Alex Light. So they need their guys to stay healthy. Let's put it that way, because the depth is a major question.
There's been a lot of talk about this fullback in this offense for the Green Bay Packers and how it's all going to play out, how it's not just going to be goal line that you're going to see the fullback. From what you've seen in practice, because a lot of Packer fans haven't been up to Green Bay for practice, how are they using their fullback in between the 20s?
Dane Vitale looks
pretty good. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers said yesterday, you know, they not to be mean, but for a fullback, like, this guy's actually athletic. Like, he doesn't look athletic. He looks like a muscle. I mean, they call him the muscle man. I mean, he looks like a body lifter, basically. I mean, he's built. He's really built. I mean, that's good because you want your fullback, your lead blocker to be, you know, strong, obviously. But he's got some athleticism. He made a catch. I forget if it was the first day or the second day against the Texans. He made a catch down the right sideline over a defender, over a linebacker, that was like a catch a receiver would make. I mean, he went up and high-pointed the ball. It was contested, came down with it kind of on a dive off balance. I mean, it was one of those things that you look up and you're like, that's a fullback? Like, really? He's going to make the team. He's going to be part of this offense, and he looks like a player. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he does in the preseason, but he sure looks like a player.
Ryan, I hate to beat this dead horse to death, but here's the thing. Going back to this Rodgers LaFleur thing, it seemed like this was the same kind of stuff, and you made mention of it, that was with he and McCarthy. And then now all of a sudden it's cropping up again. And we knew that this kind of was a problem with those two, and we saw it crop up on the sideline with the side eyes and with all this other kind of stuff. You're right with X's and O's, okay, but we know that this is kind of what destroyed or will contribute to their relationship crumbling. How can we just dismiss it?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It was kind of funky. You know, it's just a guess here, but I imagine Aaron Rodgers was not very pleased with live special teams drills in practice taking out a receiver who's had a really good camp so far in Trevor Davis. He got injured in basically live special teams drills, which, let's just, you know, call it what it is. Live special teams drills doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No,
they
shouldn't happen.
At all?
Shouldn't happen.
I mean, no, it shouldn't. Yeah. I'm guessing I can't imagine that he was pleased with that, because Trevor Davis has had his best camp so far. I thought, as good as Jake Kumerow was family night, I thought Trevor Davis
agreed.
Was every bit as good,
yes.
If not better.
Agreed.
And he's been doing that in practice, too, not just the family night setting. And he gets taken out in live special teams drills, which, I mean, that's absurd. So, look, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to speak his mind when he feels a certain way. Personally, as just speaking for myself, as someone, as a professional who covers this team, I appreciate the candor.
Yes.
Appreciate him saying how he feels.
Yes.
I think it's valuable to know how he feels about certain things. And I think that's what he did. And so, if you want to look what the root is, probably that. But, you know, I, at the end of the day, I'm going to go right back to it. X's and O's, I don't think it matters a whole lot.
Ryan, how far along do you believe this offense is at this point in the install?
Not very. I think they're near the end of the install, but I think that there's a whole lot of work for them to get on the same page. They know where to line up now, and now to build off of that, it comes, all right, how do we do this at a game speed? And that's a totally different thing than doing it at a walkthrough speed and knowing mentally where, you know, the more they do it, the less they'll have to think. The more they'll be able to do it without thinking, and that's when you're freer, as you know, as a player. They're not there. They're not in any way there yet, and they've got a long way to go to get there. But I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, they shouldn't really be there 2 weeks into camp. If they were, it would be like,
yeah.
it would be stunning. I think that they're at where you should really and realistically expect them to be at this point.
Woody, appreciate it, man. We'll talk Friday after the game.
All right, take care.
That's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and our Green and Gold football analyst here on the Wendy's
there
Big
he is.
Show talking to us about Packers and Texans. He does not expect to see Aaron Rodgers. And I understand your point, Steve, but I also get where he's saying if Rodgers doesn't think that he got anything out of the last couple of days, then just sit him down and let's see him 2 and 3.
Did you hear what he said at the end? They need to get a whole bunch of more work in, right? Got to get this offense on the same page.
Got to get a lot more
right
installed
direction.
In, yeah.
All right. I don't know, man. We had the same conversation last year going in with rookie wide receivers, and I said they all should have been playing together to get chemistry down and everything else, and we get through the first few weeks, and what are we talking about? These rookie wide receivers not being on the same page with Rodgers and all the problems that they were having. Again, didn't play in preseason. Wasn't important. Don't care. Well, here we now are now again.
This time, none of y'all know what the hell you're doing. You're all trying to get on the same page, and you're not going to blame again? I just don't understand. But that's fine.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.